This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Can you feel the peace? As we've been worshipping and telling our Father what an awesome God he is. The peace is falling. And as we bow before him, as we gather before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, all the problems and the stresses and the strains of our lives go drifting away, because he is an awesome God. And as he pours his anointing, as he pours his love and his peace and his joy, the tears come. Because this is the peace of the Father. Isaiah says in the 32nd chapter and from verse 16, he says this: justice will rule in the wilderness, and righteousness in the fertile field. And this righteousness will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. Say this with me. Say these words with me. Justice will rule in the wilderness, and righteousness in the fertile field. And this righteousness will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. I believe this. I believe Isaiah is prophesying about our Lord Jesus. I believe the righteousness that Isaiah talks about is the Holy Spirit, is our Lord Jesus, is our Heavenly Father. Because when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, when we allow Jesus to take control of our lives, what happens? The peace comes. And Isaiah says this, that this righteousness, which is Jesus, will bring quietness and confidence forever. Isaiah goes on to say, my people will live in safety, quietly at home. They will be at rest. Even if the forest should be destroyed and the city torn down, the Lord will greatly bless his people. Whenever they plant seed, bountiful crops will spring up. Their cattle and donkeys will graze freely. That is amazing prophetic words. because oftentimes we think the bad times that we are going through, the terrible times that we go through sometimes, the grief that we have to suffer, the times when we're looking at all the problems that we've got, we see the bills come through the door and we think, how on earth are we going to pay that? And then the worry and the stress comes. But what's the Lord saying to us today? When you look to Jesus, when your eyes are on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when you're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, you will live in safety, quietly, at home. You will be at rest. That's what He's saying. And as you accept Jesus to truly rule your lives, as you accept the Lord into your heart to truly control what you do in your life, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, He will bring quietness and confidence forever. David, how can we achieve this? I know of only one way. And the word I'm going to use is a word I've used many, many times. And when I looked at this scripture this morning, I did not think the Lord wanted me to mention it, but I'm going to. It is trust. You see, the reason we try to figure things out ourselves is in some weird concoction in the brain that says to us, the Lord gave us a brain, so we should be able to work out this problem. We should be able to work out what we've got to do. No. The Lord gave us a brain, yeah. But He also says, trust and obey. For there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, you have to trust and obey. You see, the second we take our eyes off Jesus, the problems start. I've been talking about what Paul was saying in Romans, the 7th chapter, when he was sending a letter to the Roman church, and he was saying, look, every time I try to do the right thing, I always do the wrong thing. Every time I try to stay on the straight and narrow, I go off on a tangent. That is because of our humanity. That is because of who we are as people. And that is because we are being influenced by the world. That is because we're taking our eyes off the Lord, and I believe not trusting Him fully. I really believe this. And as I'm bringing you this word, such peace is here. Such joy is here. Such love is ever present. Because He is love. God Himself is nothing but love. And this righteousness, says Isaiah, will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. Not just for now, but forever. Forever and ever and ever. If there is conflict in your life, I know that right now, that confidence is nowhere to be seen. I mean, right now, that conflict is nowhere to be seen. But the confidence is all around you. That's what I meant to say. The conflict is kicked into touch. The confidence is everywhere. And as we trust in Almighty God more and more and more, the timidity in our lives, the shyness in our lives disappears, dissipates. It's no longer there. Because we need that confidence. Paul says he will only boast in the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving power. And that is what we will boast in. We will boast in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will boast in his healing. We will boast in his touch. We will boast in who he is in our lives. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven and earth. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We need to trust so much more than we do. We need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus so much more than we do. But it's so difficult, David. No, it's not. It's not difficult at all. It's what we decide. It's in our decision-making process that we can say, enough of what the world has to offer. Enough of the temptations of life. Now, let's keep our eyes peeled on Jesus. Let's focus all our time and our attention on Jesus, instead of on ourselves and our own problems, our own issues. Because when we focus on Jesus, and I've said this thousands of times, when we focus on Jesus, our problems and our issues disappear. So they don't exist. Oh, I want this. I want that. I want money in my bank. I need money, finances. I need a job. I need all of these material things, because without these material things, I can't be happy. No, beloved. No. And again, I say no. What you need is Jesus. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given unto you. Seek first his kingdom, his righteousness. And what will happen immediately is his righteousness will bring peace. Yes, says Isaiah, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. Say forever. That beautiful quietness, that confidence, that peace and joy, and his ever, ever pouring love. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Lord, I give you the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And we say, we love you. We worship you. We adore you.